Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
I need
Calvary. 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 Calvary.
He bled and died.
when Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou.
Give me Give me faith in my heart. Keep me praying. Give me faith in my heart. I pray. Give me faith in my heart. Keep me praying. Keep me praying till the break of day. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart. Father, I pray. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day.
on and declare it one more time.
I need thee.
I need thee.
Oh, I need thee.
Every hour of my life, I need thee.
Every hour, I need thee.
Oh,
conference muted.
I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art near. I need
come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer, bore you from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father, Abba Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us more evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen and amen. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, Almighty God. We magnify your name. We praise your glorious and your holy name. You are worthy, O God, of praise and glory and adoration and honor, blessings. O God, we bless you. We praise you. Lord, we thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, O God, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you for your goodness and your grace, O God. We thank you, Lord, for our families and friends, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for children and grandchildren, O God. We thank you, Lord, for spouses, your Lord. We bless you for parents, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for grandparents, O God, great-grandparents, O God. We thank you, Lord. For God, we bless your name, O God. We adore you, O God. We magnify you. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, And whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So, Almighty God, we bless your name. Almighty God, we praise you. Almighty God, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus. And so, Father, we want to bless you every single minute of our life. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. Lord, we adore you, O God. We worship you. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we praise your name. Lord, we adore you, Almighty God. Father, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, all that you will do for us. Thank you, Lord, for the battles you fought for us, oh God. We thank you even when we were asleep, oh God. Every battle you won for us, we thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard against the enemy. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, that you look beyond our faults and see our needs. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy. Lord, forgive us, O God, for all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Have mercy, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned, and we have fallen short of your glory. And, Lord, we cry to you for mercy. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us under the sound of my voice this morning. Have mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Rain down your mercy upon us. Rain down your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we truly sorry for all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Forgive us, O God. We cry out for forgiveness this morning. Have mercy, oh God, you said you will forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. You are, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we cry out once again for your mercies, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak all that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood. O Father God, the blood of Jesus. 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 Over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Over this radio service, the blood of Jesus, we soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, our siblings, nieces, nephews, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow like a tsunami. We release the blood of Jesus in our dwelling places. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, our cars, our transportation. Oh, God, our homes, everything in our homes, in the blood of Jesus, our destiny, our day, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh, God. Oh, we thank you for your precious blood. Father God, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, and ourselves. Oh, God, those that are here this morning, oh, God, we come on helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, the armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us in the glory. The glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Uriah Masa Nereko, Uriah Setere, Uriah Seteria Kuria Masa, Uriah Makaria Masa Nereko. Oh, Father, we pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God. Not the anointing of yesterday, the anointing from last night, not the anointing, but from the last minute, oh God. But refresh us, oh God. Refresh us, oh God. We need your refreshing. We need a fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh anointing, fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil. Fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Father God, fresh oil, fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, and we praise you, O God. Let your living waters flow over us. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Release your breath in us. Give us a CPR, O God. Give us resuscitation, recess our lives, our destiny, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your name. Your name is worthy to be praised, glorified, and honored. Father God, as your word comes forth, O God, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me, O God. All of you, O God, and none of me, O God. We thank you, O God, We bless you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm going to look at 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 13. And this is a word that I want to encourage each and everyone that's listening, that this word will bless you regardless of what you're going through. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So let's look at 2 Samuel 13. And I want to record this because I've sensed in my spirit that the Lord, those that are not here, that the Lord wants them to hear this
conference recording
this
started.
Morning, this word this morning, in the name of Jesus. So let's look at 2 Samuel 13. It came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved. Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimea, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, "Why art thou being the king's son lean from day to day? Will thou not tell me?" And Amnon said unto him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." And Jonadab said unto him, "Lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give thee meat, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand." So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was up to see him, Amnon said unto the king, "I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make a couple of cakes in my sight at her hand." Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Come now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress in meat." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. She took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat it. And Amnon said, Have all men for me." It went out every man. And Amnon said unto Tamar, "Bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thy hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber to Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him, he took hold of her and said unto her, "Come lie with me, my sister." And she answered, "Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. How then he will not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. that Amon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he loved her. Amon said unto her, arise and be gone. And she said unto him, there is no cause this evil in sending me away. It's greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her, called his servant that ministered unto him, and said, put now this woman out for me, and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her, for such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparel. Then his servants brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head and went crying. And after long, her brother said unto her, have Amon thy brother been with thee? But hold on thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard not this Amon, remain desolate in Absalom's house. But when King David heard of these things, he was wroth. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amon, neither good nor bad. But Absalom hated Amon because he had forced his sister Tamar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you look at the book of Tamar, is the king's daughter. Tamar is David's daughter. Tamar, she's a virgin. Look what she has on. She has on that beautiful robe. Hallelujah, of diverse colors. If you read, as you go through this story on your own, I want you to know that she was a very, very beautiful lady, very beautiful. Hallelujah. And her brother lusted after her, wanted to have intercourse sex with her. That's what lust is. You could call that incest. Wanted to have an. Can you imagine him laying sick because this spirit of lust has taken over him? Now he wants to lay with his sister. And so you see him all fretting, and then he has this friend who is no good, who seeing him stalking and depressed because the spirit of lust. You got to be very careful with the spirit of lust. The spirit of lust will make you lose inheritance. The spirit of lust will make you not fulfill your purpose and your destiny. How do I know that? Look at Genesis. Let's look at Genesis chapter 3. That's why you have to be very careful with the spirit. Genesis chapter 3. When Satan met the Garden of Eden, and he tricked Eve in the Garden of Eden. What was the trick? Look. Hallelujah. So he said in Genesis 3, first verse, for God does know that in the days ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be gods, knowing good for evil. But then look at 6. You see the lust. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, lush, good for food, and it was pleasant to the eye, tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave it unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Look, that's what you have to be careful, and do not let that spirit of lust take over you. It doesn't only have to be sexual lust, but it can be lust for different things, because that lust will make you lose your purpose, identity, and may delay you, even if it doesn't come to losing your destiny. If you don't repent, delay you. Because people have lust for different things, not for material things, that they put a material things over man. Lust, that's what the Bible says, the love of money, that's the lust, love of money. It is that money is the root of all evil. The Bible says the love of money is the root to all evil. Lusting, when you like something and you overdo it because you think it, and then when you lust to get this and you lust to get that, and when you get it and you don't even want it anymore. Yeah, everybody, people have different lusting in their lives. Hallelujah. And that will put you into some terrible problems in your life. And we see in Genesis 3 what happened to Adam and Eve. See that they sinned and that they were put out of the garden. Why? Lust. We don't want to lose our inheritance, lose our destiny because of lust. Lust for different things. Hallelujah. No, it's not healthy. It's not right. There was a movie called Fatal Attraction. That's a lust thing. The man lusting after the woman, he must have her. That is not normal. So when we look at this book, I might go through it again tomorrow and bring up some different things. Look what Amon, the son of David. Amon was David's oldest son. He lost his position because of lust. Because of this lust, look what happened between Absalom and David. Absalom went against his father, David. This caused a whole lot of problems in Israel. Just because Amon wanted to have his sister. You see, and when you do this one thing, look at what it would cause you. A lot of wrinkles come. Just one lust. Came a beautiful, the king's daughter. The Bible tells us the king's daughter is all beautiful, glorious within. Psalm 45, verse 13. Hallelujah. The king's daughters, verse 9 says, were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, consider and incline thy ear. Or forget also thy own people and thy father's house. So shall thy king greatly desire thy Judah, for he is the Lord, thy Lord, and worship thy him. And thy daughter of Sarah shall be with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Clothing, you see, within, that inner beauty. Her clothing is wrought gold. of needlework. The virgins are companions that follow her shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace instead of thy father, so thy children whom thou makest prince in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. What I'm saying, gladness, the Bible said, with gladness and rejoicing, the king's daughter shall be brought in. Hallelujah. The king's daughter, beautiful, beautiful within glorious. That means she carries the glory of God within her. Hallelujah. And this is when you look at Tamar, you see all these qualities in her. You see, even her raiment of court was of diverse colors. And you see, beautiful, because Tamar and Absalom, they had the same mother and father. Tamar was Abner, the first brother's half-sister. And the Bible will tell you that Absalom was Abner. And so Tamar and Absalom, they were very beautiful physically. And you can see that she did exactly like her father told her to do. This man pretended to be sick. Advantage of his sister to destroy her destiny and her purpose, to bring confusion. And then after he slept her, he raped her. Raped her. After he planned the whole thing out, and he raped this woman, the king's daughter. Let me say to you, there are a lot of king's daughters all around in this world being raped. Not only, I'm not only talking about physically, only spiritually, different ways, rape of what is inside of them. Rape because someone has taken advantage of them. Rape. That's not what God made you to be, raped and taken advantage of. No, you are all glorious within. You are a daughter of a king. And this rape from Tamar did not come from outside. Sometimes it takes the people inside to destroy God's plans and purpose for your life. Hallelujah. And I'm here to say to you, do not let the enemy use his guises to rape you of your divine purpose and destiny. Hallelujah. Stand strong, be unmovable, always abounding in the things of Almighty God. Do not let the enemy destroy your life. Do not let the enemy destroy your destiny because of lust. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Do not let him strip you royalty. What I'm saying, royal, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. He did that to Adam and Eve. And he wants to do that to any one of us that would allow him to do it. That's why you have to be strong. You have to stay prayed up. You have to stay straight up. You have to have your armor on. You have to study and show yourself approved. You have to stay in a deep, intimate relationship with Almighty God, knowing your Father. You are a daughter of the King, and it is up to you. You have the right to say yes or no. You are a daughter of the King, all glorious. All, he didn't say some, all glorious within. The name Tamar means palm tree. What does it mean? The palm tree is tall. and elegant. We see a palm tree flourishing. Righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. This is a woman that is not even, she's a virgin. Brother, he sighed to destroy her destiny. Rape her. There are times in relationships, some men that know how to bring a beautiful woman and your woman's self-esteem down. They talk down. They abuse physically, abuse women, and do so many things. It's not what God planned for you. Do not let whether anyone do that. That's why you got to guard what God gave you. Guard your anointing. The Bible says, Tamar, she stripped her robe. No more a virgin, because the enemy used a brother to destroy her destiny. Do you hear about Tamar anymore in the Bible? No, you don't hear about her anymore. To live a desolate life, the king's daughter. You are the king's daughter. And you do not have to live a desolate life. And this is where I want you to know that you do not have to do it. Hallelujah. She went on to put ashes on her head, rent her garments, cried, and that was the end. It could have been the end for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. But God is such a faithful, faithful God. Don't blame yourself for different things that you may have done in your life that may allow the enemy to come in and rape you or think he's ripping you of your purpose or destiny. Do not be like Tamar crying and being desolate. No. What happened? God said in Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. What I'm saying to you, you may have been raped physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. Whatever may have happened in your life, it is not over. You made a mistake. Things happened. Doors were open. Or maybe it wasn't even you who made a mistake. Or maybe because of your lust for different things. That's what got you in that depressive state. And then you feel you cannot go on. You feel so hopeless. You feel like there's no more hope for you because there's a mistake, and you feel that you will be so shameful and disgraceful if you walk anywhere. Let me tell you, do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Repent for yourself. Hallelujah. If it's because of you, or forgive the person that have done this to you. Forgive yourself if you made mistakes. Let him without sin cast the first stone. Do not just stay there and live a desolate life because you made a mistake or because, no. Do not let people put you down, step on you because you're down. No, you cannot allow that. Do not allow that. Square your shoulders. Hallelujah. And walk with your head. for you are the king's daughter. You are all glorious within. Who has the right to destroy you? No, do not take it. Repent. Ask God for forgiveness if you're the cause, and forgive the other person. But most importantly, forgive yourself. Some of you have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. God has already forgiven you. Forgive yourself. It is not over until God says it's over. Do not let nobody define who you are or what you will be. Hallelujah. Do not be like Tamar and go into desolation. You are beautiful within. God has a plan and purpose for your life. That's why he sent Jesus to reconcile you back to him. Jesus paid that price on the cross. He paid it all. You forgive others, but you don't forgive yourself, so you keep casting blame on yourself. You let the enemy speak into your ear. Shoulda, woulda, no. Do not let it speak into your ear. Forgive yourself. Forgive those that hurt you. Come to Jesus just as you are. He is a restorer. Hallelujah. Lord, you are a king's daughter. All glorious within. Hallelujah. Who am I speaking to this morning? I pray that you, this word touch you. You are the daughter of the King. King of King and the Lord of Lords. He has seen your tears, your pain. He knows all about you. I want to tell you, it is not over until God says it's over. Clear your shoulders. Be strong. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I brought this word that you gave me this morning to the women out there, oh God. And even some of the men who have been messed up, the king's son. But Lord, you told me to release this message, oh God. And I brought it out, oh God, for your sons and your daughters, oh God. Father God, first of all, you're standing a gap for each and every one. Those that feel abused, misused, think that they cannot make it. We pray for your mercy, oh God. Father God, give them hearts to forgive others. As you've forgiven them, give them hearts to forgive themselves. And so, Father God, we have asked for mercy. We ask you to restore unto us the joy of your salvation. All the tamers out there, let them come back into this flourish like a palm tree. Hallelujah. Take the elegance. Hallelujah. Like a palm tree. Come back. Come back to Jesus. Just as you are. Flourish, stand tall. To live, Lord, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Do not be like Tamar in the scripture that I read. She lived a desolate life. You don't have to live a desolate life. Come to Jesus. Your ladder will be greater than your beginning. Yes, you made mistakes. Yes, you messed up. But nevertheless, God's love for you is unconditional. Repent, come into the sheepfold. Back to God. Do not use fig leaves to cover your shame. No, are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. A palm tree represents peace, righteousness, prosperity. I release the peace of God standing. Hallelujah. You will flourish over and over. Your leaf will never wither. And whatsoever you do, you shall prosper. Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Take this scripture and run with it. Psalm 92, 12 to 15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. The reason I say palm tree, because her name means palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. God bless you. Run with that scripture. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. His love for you. So this week, I wish you a week that you will prosper, flourish like the palm tree. Fruitful, your green, the leaves will never wither. And you will bring fruit in due season. The favor of Almighty God. All glorious within. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Remember, come to Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.